This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Anyone looking at an online MBA while keeping a day job faces a number of choices. How flexible are the classes? How many classes can I take at a time and still see my kids at night? And the big one, how much is it all going to cost? The University of Louisiana at Monroe has just been ranked as the number one best buy among accredited programs by GetEducated.com. The consumer group publishes online college and university rankings based on affordability and credibility. Ron Berry, Dean of the College of Business Administration at ULM, joins me now to talk about it. Dr. Berry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be here.
First of all, what's the significance of being named a best buy by GetEducated.com?
Well, Jay, it's actually really good for us here at ULM. If you look around the country and some of the discussions that are going on in higher education, the biggest complaint is cost, really affordability. And if you think about where we are located, high poverty rates in our region, higher than the national average and higher than the state average. So it's very important for us to deliver programs that can help people change their lives and do it in such a way that they could also afford it.
Well, let's talk about the context of this, because a ranking of 139 programs that ULM came out on top, these are accredited programs. Tell us a little bit about what it took to get that accreditation for the online MBA.
We are accredited by AACSB International, which is the premier accrediting body for business programs in the world. There are actually over 15,000 business programs in the world, and we're part of 5% of those that have earned accreditation from AACSB International, both for our undergraduate MBA program and then separate accreditation for our accounting program. To earn that accreditation and to maintain it, we have to meet a certain set of standards, expectations. It's kind of like the platinum standard of education for business education.
You mentioned a moment ago about being able to earn the online MBA in an affordable way. Why is it so significant that this program here in Northeast Louisiana remains affordable?
We have a lot of folks in the community that, you know, maybe business wasn't their first career choice, and they're looking for opportunities to change careers, maybe to earn a little more money. And that's really what the MBA was originally created for. It was a business degree for folks who didn't have a business background. And with the growth of companies in our area like CenturyLink, there's lots of great opportunities for business professionals. So we created this program with those kinds of individuals in mind, working professionals who wanted to do something different. Or maybe they are in business, but they want additional sets of skills to move them up within their organization. And being able to do that without going deeply in debt, without saddling them with debt for the next 10 years of their lives is extremely important. You know, it's interesting when we look at the types of students that we're seeing. We've got pharmacists, we've got nuclear engineers, we've got military folks, and then we've got business folks as well. So, you know, the intent of the program was to reach out to those students to provide them these opportunities for different careers, and we think we're well on our way of achieving that.
What do you think is special about the way this program is formulated that makes it appeal to working professionals?
Well, it is a part-time program. We knew that the audience that we were trying to attract was going to be working professionals. So we set up this program so that students could take no more than 6 graduate hours a semester, but still earn the degree within a 2-year time period. So if a student will join us this fall, within 2 years they can have their MBA and maintain their job, still have a family. And that's the beauty of online learning. You know, it's they can work at midnight if they'd like to, or 2 a.m. or 5 a.m. or at lunch. It's very flexible.
Well, let's talk about adapting some of the subject matter, because there are things that get covered one way when you're in a live classroom, but get covered a little bit differently in an online classroom.
That's a big challenge for us. 2 years ago when we launched the program, I had the opportunity to teach one of the first classes. It's a very different environment, and our goal is to make sure that the same amount of learning takes place. And certainly not standing at the whiteboard is very different than standing at the keyboard. We have some tools that help us. We use a lot of discussion boards. We have the technology to actually have synchronous meetings, even though it's mostly an asynchronous learning environment. We do have the technology where all the students can report to class at 10 o'clock at night if we need them to, and we can share documents electronically. And we do a lot of group work. The classes are set up so that they meet each other, even though one might be in Seattle, Washington, and the other in New York. They form an online team, a virtual team, and get that great experience. We do require them in some classes to do electronic presentations, so they videotape themselves. That's a requirement of the course. They must have a video camera and a microphone and have the technology to participate electronically.
I've often heard it said that an MBA now is the entry card for business these days. How would you respond to that?
What we see most often is the MBA is used to help move someone up faster, in addition to giving them those business skills if they don't have them. But certainly, it's a great credential to have. It's valued in the market, and it does give individuals an edge, whether they're working in nonprofits or government agencies or for-profit. The skill set that we deliver in an MBA is very, very helpful.
And finally, getting some notoriety here with something like a Best Buy notation. How do you grow the program from here?
Well, you know, it's very important for us to maintain the quality. AACSB expects that and demands it, and we want to be sure that we do that. And so the program will remain part-time, which means we're only offering two graduate-level MBA classes each semester online. And what we will do is begin looking at, do we have the demand to add two more classes? Certainly, we want to meet the demand if it's there. One of our bigger challenges is related to students who don't have the business background, because we do have a set of core undergraduate business courses that they need to be successful. And we have quite a few students who are enrolled in those classes now working towards entry for the MBA. So planned growth to make sure that we have the right resources to deliver the program.
The ULM Master of Business Administration program, the online program, recently was ranked as the number one Best Buy in the United States by National Review team at geteducated.com. Dr. Ron Berry is the Dean of the College of Business Administration at ULM. Dr. Berry, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.